Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, we're still looking at the Sunday-Monday time frame, Jess, where we could see something other than a clipper, because pretty much that's been the name of the game here over the next over the last 10 days.
That's right. And maybe something a little bit different here, but maybe. The models have been struggling. They're hinting at something, but
they're hinting.
They don't really have a good idea.
They don't. And that's why I'm encouraged for a storm. You're listening to Weather Insider for Tuesday, November 30th. Meteorologist Bernie Reynolds, meteorologist Jessica Passion. Oh, Jessica, every now and then I like to tell people how old I am. I've been doing this a long time. I can tell you this. Some of the best storms that we've seen are ones that are not on the modeling 3 to 4 days ahead. They hint at it, but that don't have all the details. Now, do I think that this is one of these setups? No, I don't. However, I do think that there is going to be, if you're looking at the models, you're going to be jerked around here, I think, quite a bit over the last couple of days. Let's go back, Jessica, though. I believe it was late last week or over the weekend that this trough, and that's the key. I was so convinced yesterday that this northern energy was going to dig enough that I wasn't too concerned about its strength. I was worried more about the southern branch, that, you know, whether you have a wave with it or moving along it, whether you're going to have a wave. But I think I was incorrect in that assessment. It is still up for debate on how much this trough is going to strengthen. I think it was about 5 days ago that the European had this trough all the way down into the Gulf Coast, a big cutoff low. And then every run, it's been trending back north, a little weaker, a little weaker, a little weaker, a little weaker, where there's still a storm, but it's a lot farther north. Now, the GFS has been all over the place. Every run, it brings it farther south, brings it farther north. But it's going to be a crapshoot. I do think this, and maybe I'm being stubborn. I might be. The trough is going to dig deeper than its predecessors. And, you know, it hasn't at all. These have just been clippers. I believe there is this trough is going to dig deep enough that there's going to be a storm that gets going. I'm not saying it's a huge storm to start, but it will get going somewhere across the, you know, southern parts of Illinois, southern parts of Indiana. Then does it go north or does it go east? That all depends on not only the depth of the trough, but the tilt of the trough. If it's when it goes negatively tilted, because once the trough goes negatively tilted, that's when the system will intensify. So there's lots of variables. But I cannot rule out, that this is just like every other trough that I've been waiting for the deep, and it doesn't happen. It stays to the north, and it's just what pass as it goes across the Midwest and Northeast?
A cold front.
And if for those waiting for snow, it could disappoint.
I would agree. And just looking at how the cold air comes in with it, it does look like a cold front.
Yeah, it does. You got to get the wave. And the whole key is, can you get that trough to deepen just enough to get the wave? Now, I say it's just a cold. There will be a wave on this, but if the short wave isn't as strong, then the storm is up across Michigan and it goes across Southwest Ontario. And for much of the east, it's a shot of colder air. There's some lake effect, but that's it. But, you know, I've been waiting for this one. We've been eyeing this one since last week. I always said it's somewhere around the 4th, 5th, and 6th, that's the time frame you have to watch. So it's a little too early to say either way. I just guess I believe that we're due. We're due. There has to be something. This trough has to get a little deeper. I'm not saying it's a blockbuster storm, but I do think that it's more than just a cold front. I could be wrong about that. We'll see.
Yeah, and at the same time on the West Coast, that system that comes in quite literally on the 5th and 6th. I would say that one looks more impressive than what's going to be coming up the East Coast.
Could be. It could be. You know, the only thing is that why this makes this so complicated, because it's not just, and then we'll get to the West Coast. It's not just the strength of the trough, but it's also when it goes negatively tilted. And what I mean by negatively tilted, when the trough becomes, you know, when we say it's a neutral tilt, think about it, you know, it's the trough itself. It's a straight line from north to south. When it's negatively tilted, it's tilted from northeast to southwest. And when that happens, you get all the energy on the eastern side of the trough. And that's when the storm deepens. And once that goes negatively tilted, it is going to deepen. The question is the storm. When does that, you know, let's assume the storm goes farther, the trough goes farther south, the storm forms in the Midwest. When does that trough deepen? When does that trough go negatively tilted? The quicker it happens, the quicker the storm deepens, the slower, the more likely the storm just deepens farther north. And then no matter what the scenario, you know what it ends up being? Just a cold front.
So, it does look like it goes negatively tilted somewhere in and around the upper Midwest.
Yeah, does. See, there are signs. There are, and again, nothing is for certain, but you've got to read between what you're seeing at this point in the storm and realize this. What you're looking at now is probably not right. Mm-hmm. In one way, it's rare because, you know, the difference between this being nothing and you know, a sizable storm for some, there's not a lot of difference in this far out. The difference between nothing and something significant it's not a big difference. But there could be lots of changes with this. The only thing that concerns me is everything I've seen so far this year. Everything I've seen so far this year has the trough has been farther north. It hasn't dug. It's become negatively tilted too late. And nothing has worked out in that we get any kind of meaningful storm across Midwest and Northeast. I still think we're due, but let's see how that shakes out. In any event, though, Chaz, you are right. There's another system coming into the Northwest. This one's a little different, though. While we've had atmospheric after a river after atmospheric river in the Pacific Northwest, well, in British Columbia, this one looks like it could be a lot farther south.
Yeah, it looks like it has a lot more cold air with it too. I mean, models hinting at snow across parts of Nevada and the Four Corners region. So that would be good for them down there.
Well, yeah, especially in the Wasatch, you know, Park City. All those ski resorts, they are begging for snow. And this is the kind of system where you get what we call Wasatch magic. You know, you get this west-northwest flow and someone ends up with like 20-30 inches of snow. And it's just a fast-moving shortwave. That's what can happen down there. So we're gonna see about that. I will say this, you know, there is, but at some point, in this pattern, when it flips, the cold air, which has been dumping into the eastern United States, there will be a flip at some point, and we'll start getting the cold air dumping into the west. And that's when we'll probably end up with some snow in Denver.
I was about to say, you think this is the one?
You know, they might. It doesn't take much to get a little pressurized snow into Denver. I mean, we're not talking about a snowstorm in Denver. They haven't had a DIA. There's been parts of the city that have, certainly, but a DIA, they haven't had 1/100th of an inch of snow. That's all a measurable snow. They haven't had that. So I think they have a shot next week, you know, with this first system. And then if it doesn't happen, then I think they have another shot coming, you know, late next week. But I think this snowless streak in Denver will come to an end here before Christmas. You know, you would think that's an awfully long time to not have accumulating snow in Denver. I think by the 15th, 16th, they'll have 1/100th of an inch, you would think.
Yeah, and hopefully some cold air too, so that the ski resorts out there are at least able to make snow.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But Right now, we're going to continue to focus in on this Sunday, Monday timeframe. The question is how deep is the trough? How deep is the trough? Right now, it's not deep enough that most of the snow would be across the upper Midwest. You know, Wisconsin, Michigan, there'd be a nice period of some impressive lake effect snow for several hours. And then you have another system on its heels that we'll have to watch as we get in the middle part of next week. But one at a time. Right now, we'll continue to focus on two things. The depth of the trough. That's the first thing. Then once we get to, once we have this figured out, how deep of the trough, when does the trough go negative? Because that's when the storm deepens. And on the northwest side of the storm, you'll start getting some heavy snow. Right now, indications are that it's not deep enough, that this will be what we've seen all year. The storm track goes across the upper Midwest and for much of the Ohio Valley, much of the Northeast, south of the New York State Thruway, there's not much snow with it. But I wouldn't give up on this yet. It's too early.
Yeah, and for those who are not excited about snow and who want, you know, just a couple of warm days, I'm talking to myself here. There is a nice warm-up that's on the way for this week before we get to talking about snowstorm potential. There's a nice warm-up on the way for this Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, most of the country, I was looking at it from East Coast to West Coast.
It's warm. It's
unseasonably warm. Yeah, I mean, it's all the way up to the Canadian border.
The only snow and cold is from the upper Midwest and in northern New England and into the Northeast. But even there, it's not record cold, but it's 5, 6, 7 degrees below normal. We've started getting snow on the ground. Wisconsin, Michigan, not that we're getting a lot, but we're nickeling and diming our way to 3, 4 inches of snow on the ground. And I will say this, regardless of what this storm does Monday, Tuesday, there is going to be a period of 7 to 8 hours where there's going to be some pretty decent lake effect snow. Because I think there's a brief shot of cold air coming down with this Tuesday before another system heads eastward on its heels. But there is going to be at least some lake effect behind this they could get thumped for about 6, 7, 8 hours from, you know, the upper Midwest into the Northeast. But we're going to continue to focus. How deep is the trough? That's the first question to answer. And if it's not very deep, it's just a cold front.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. If you like snow, I just think, Jess, we're due.
We are due.
Being stubborn. I might be being stubborn because this is the time frame you and I have been talking about for 10 days. And it just seems silly to give up on this yet.
No, I agree. And we are due. I mean, we always get something in November across the Northeast. I feel like there's always that, and I don't want to call it the surprise storm, but the storm that looks one way and then pans out a different way. Yeah. And we haven't had that.
No, we haven't. Everything's just been what we've seen. Maybe this will buck the trend. We shall see. But again, the difference between a cold front and a sizable storm that would produce like an area of a large area, 3+ inches of snow, and there would be some sick. There's not a big difference between the two right now in the longer range, but it all depends on how much that trough digs Sunday into Monday. So we are going to be, I will be obsessing about that. For the rest of this week, like only I can do. I'll be posting that on Twitter as well, Accurano. And let's see how this works out. Any other words of wisdom, Miss Jess?
I have nothing. I just hope for good weather on Thursday so I can go pick out my tree.
Yeah, it looks good. Thursday's the day.
Into the season. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you picked the right day. Let's see if it works out.
We'll Remember, see how if I'm able to carry a 6-foot Christmas tree up the stairs.
I have every confidence that you can do it.
I'll take pictures of proof after.
All right. We'll see. Yeah, you know what? Do that. We'll do that. I'll post that on my Twitter page. Okay. We're just going to focus on the depth of the trough. Have a good Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.